Ms. Maya, one of the supervisors here located on the floor. How may I assist you today?
We have been charged 4 months worth of fees from your company, and I'd like to have a refund of that. Nobody authorized that.
Okay, willing to definitely assist. May I access the information on the account? What is your name and address?
Pat Lamb.
And what's the address, please?
235 Marion Drive, Wilmington, Ohio.
Okay, thank you. Give me one moment while I still load up your information. Bear with me one moment. Okay, so yes, I located your account with the Byte Hub. Do you remember this was recently back in March, sir? You entered to a sweepstakes to receive a Dyson vacuum.
I did not do that.
Okay, so part of the Dyson, part of the sweepstakes, sir, it states you have to download and use a mobile fitness app called Byte Hub. It gives you information on how to eat healthy and losing weight, but it was offered as a recurring billing each month for $59.89. If you don't remember placing an order, did you give anybody authorization to place the order?
Did I just tell you I didn't do that?
Anyone who lives in your house that you gave authorization to?
No.
Okay, so we can go ahead and start the fraud investigation here on the account. And any falsifying charges will result into a penalty or a fine, but I can counsel and refund back the transactions to you. You should receive it in 3 to 5 business days along with an email notification of the cancellation and the refund. Anything else?
You can authorize the cancellation for what?
I can authorize it. That's why I canceled and refund it.
Okay, for the total amount?
Yes, sir, for the entire account, correct.
Can you tell me what that amount is?
Sure, it would be, one moment, while I calculate it up, okay?
Sure.
It's still loading up. Sorry, give me one moment. Okay, so it'll be $59.89 times 4. So it'll be a refund of $239.56 to be exact.
Okay, what I wanted to know too also is I talked to a woman yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
She was going to refund me June only.
Yes, sir, that's included in June. Uh-huh.
But she was only going to refund $54, so.
So she refunded back the full amount, which was, let me see to make sure. So, yes, sir, it was the $54.89 because it was a $5 non-refundable fee. But if you want the full remaining back plus the $5, we can refund back the remaining $5 to you, sir.
Okay, now how long will it be before I can see it back in the account?
3 to 5 business days. So it'll be now, it'd be a refund of $244.56.
Okay. And what's your name?
My name is Maya.
Okay, Maya, do you have a direct number?
No, sir. This would be the only number you can contact us at. It's a call center.
Where are you? New Mexico?
Alabama.
Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I'll watch for it.
Great. If there is nothing else, thank you for calling customer support. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Do you have some kind of thing that said this was signed by somebody?
No, sir. Unfortunately, that was the only place when the order was placed, so we don't have that document anymore.
Where's the document at?
I'll say it again, sir. That's when the order was placed, sir. We don't have that document anymore.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.